welcome to season 6 of the Presently Engaged podcast. Here, you'll find short, friendly, Jesus-focused encouragement to live intentionally right where you are. I'm Mandy Pollack, and I'm really glad that you are here. In this episode, we will have a devotional thought sourced from life. Then we'll end the podcast with a scripture reading. I'll be reading from the English Standard Version of a passage. This will give us the opportunity to center our minds on Jesus and our hearts on His Word, because lives will change as we engage with God's Word. Would you be willing to share this podcast with someone you think might be encouraged by it? Listen in and then join me at presentlyengaged.com. I'm so grateful for your time and glad that you are here. When you hear this tune, what words come to mind? Do you hum Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star? Do you sing the alphabet song? Do you think Ba Ba Black Sheep? Many songs in many languages have used this familiar melody throughout the centuries. In an officially patented Pollack poll, we all associate it with the twinkly version of the song. In the piece above that we just played, Mozart adapted the classic French children's song into 12 variations. Musicians can conceive so many creative ways to think through or play through a theme, can't they? Meditation is pondering the same truth, concept, or idea in different ways. Mozart meditated on the theme of A Vous as he created 12 different ways to think through this simple tune. Each one is distinct and separate, different in style, and unified through melody. On what are you meditating, friend? Can you create 12 ways to ponder a specific promise you find in Scripture? Take Isaiah 41:10 as an example. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. If you were to ponder that promise with the zest that Mozart applied to what we now call Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, how might your day be different? Think through the words, ponder the promises, pass them on to another person in your life. Repeat God's words throughout your day. Turn those words into a prayer. Live in the truth and the promise that God Himself has said He will strengthen, help, and uphold you with His righteous right hand. When you hear a cover of a good song or a replay of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, use it as a reminder to ponder a truth of God in a new way. This is one way believers strengthen their hearts in the Lord. What specific verse will you meditate on today? Here first are 5 verses that are ready for meditation and variations on a thought. And then Psalm 91. This is the word of the Lord. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Exodus 15:2. The Lord is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise Him. My Father's God, and I will exalt Him. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation, He will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you. No plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. You may feel like your future holds far more question marks than exclamation points. Life Purpose Planning is a 10-lesson course that helps young people define and fulfill their individual, God-given purpose and calling as they engage in life-changing service and prepare for world-changing impact. It's a tool for young world changers wondering, why am I here and what should I do about it? And it's a tool for parents and mentors who are looking for a way to intentionally pursue, understand, and support their high schooler or college students' dreams. Find out more at lifepurposeplanning.org and go change the world.